Well, I just want to kind of start off, and you know, it's such a privilege and honour to be able to stand here and speak from the Word of God. And you know, like, I think last year in my first year at Bible College, and Andrew, I think you'd asked me last year to preach, and somehow I avoided it last year. And then 2 weeks ago, I came down with a chest infection, and I was meant to be preaching as well. So I phoned Andrew last night, and he says, "You're preaching tomorrow, Martin." So last night I never slept much. I was racking my brain, praying to God, and what he kind of wanted me to speak about. And you know, I'd wrote about 3 or 4 sermons out. I actually wrote a handwritten out. I had so much information. And I'm like, "God, what am I meant to do? What am I meant to do with this, God?" And he said, "No," he spoke to as clear as day. He said, "Martin, go up and share your heart. Go up and share your heart. What I've put on your heart, just go up and be yourself." And that's all I can do the day, you know, that's all I can do. What God has been speaking to me over the last few weeks, probably over the last few months, over the summertime as well, God has been pressing things on my heart. And that's all I really want to do today, is share that with you. And you know, last night I got a phone call from a friend. This boy, I was in rehab with him. And I remember when this boy came in, he came in totally broken. He came in and he was a mess. You know, he was homeless. He'd lost loads of weight. His family had disowned him. And he got a touch from God. He got revelation of who God was. And he was set free, you know, and he was passionate about the things of God, and he had a relationship with God. He was reading his Bible, he was praying. But something went wrong. Something went wrong along the journey, you know. And I spoke to him last night, and he's back in that same place again. He's back in a place of brokenness. Well, probably not brokenness, but he's in a bad, bad place. He's injecting drugs again. His life is just in it. It broke my heart speaking to him last night. You know, it really, really broke my heart. And, you know, and I tried to kind of suggest to him he needed to get in somewhere, but there was an unwillingness in him. You know, he doesn't want to surrender his life back over to God again. He's not ready to do it. And sometimes when that happens, you can't say, and there's nothing you can say to anybody that's going to make them. They have to come to a place where they're broken before God. You know, and kind of... No, my own testimony as well, last year... No, I can relate to that, not to the extent he's went to. No, my last year in Bible College, it was a tough year. Andrew and Grace, some of you might know about it. No, it was a real, real tough year. A year of refining, no, in college. You know, and I went there and I was on fire for God, man. I was like prayer meetings, everything, praying for people, no, wanting to see God move. And then slowly but surely, things started to drift away. My focus, you know, I'm sitting in lectures from 9:30 to 5:30. My focus just went. Laziness creeped in. My devotional time. Compromise with sin. No, it's a big one. I compromise with sin. No, it affected my relationship with God. It really, really damaged it. To the point where I was getting up, I was having quiet times, I was praying to God, I was reading my Bible, I was ticking boxes, but I didn't have fellowship with God. I knew the presence of God in my life, but it was like I was half in, half out. You know, and we can fall into this trap. You know, we can fall into this trap of compromise. You know, we can get lazy. You know, things can come in, legitimate things can come into our life. You know, work, you know, business, family things come in. No, and when we come to Christ, we're on fire for God. We're so passionate. We want to see. We want the deep things of God. And then we drift away. We drift away. You know, and God, this is the message that God has put on my heart. And if there's one thing, I remember Daniel shared, he said, every good preacher's got 3 points. I'll disagree with you. I'll say 1 point. I've got 1 point. So the one thing I've got, intimacy born out of brokenness. Intimacy born out of brokenness. If you leave here today, that's the one thing I want you to remember. Intimacy born out of brokenness. You know, and we have the perfect model for this in our life. We have the perfect model of intimacy born out of brokenness. We'll turn to the Word. So if you want to turn to Mark 14, verse 32. I'll just pray before we start reading. Father, I just come and I thank you, Lord, for your Word, Lord. I thank you, your Word is truth, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would help me in my frailties and my weaknesses of speaking your Word, Lord, that you would... Lord, this is going to be a message, Lord, but this would be a transforming message, Lord, that people's lives would be touched in here today, Lord, that we would leave totally different people, Lord, we'd be set free, Lord, from things in our life, Lord, and we just pray for that revelation of who you are, Lord. Help me in my weakness, I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, are you asleep? "Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." I just want to focus on one verse there. Just one verse. And it's verse 36. I'll read it again. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." And I was meditating on that last night, and I'm just looking at it, and I'm just trying to picture, you know, the scene. And I believe that's where the victory was won, man. When Jesus made that decision of, "Not my will, but your will be done." He decided in his heart that he was going to the cross. He was motivated by love for each of us. And I believe this is what God has been speaking to me over the last couple of months. See, at times when we're Christians and we get to a point, we forget sometimes where God has took us from. We forget that passion that we once had for him. You know, it's the Israelites, they get took out of Egypt, and then as soon as they get took out, start complaining, pride, stiff-necked, not wanting to listen to God, rebellion. We're no different. We are no different at all, and it's been my experience. Last year was my experience of that. Once I was comfortable and I heard the voice of God, I was passionate. Yet, pride comes in. It's so subtle. It's so subtle when it comes in, and we start to rebel, we compromise, we sin. And I done that last year. Compromised, done things I shouldn't have done last year. And ruined my relationship with God. But grace, we see it. God is faithful. God is faithful. God allows things as well to show us if we're willing. Me and Andrew were speaking about it this morning. If we remain teachable, see if we have a teachable spirit and we want to learn, God can speak to us. But we have to be open to what God's saying. And God brought me back to a place of brokenness over the summer. So I had a job. I was working as a youth leader in a Christian caravan site. And it was in the middle of the country. On the last day when I was finishing, I just broke down in tears, man. Floods of tears. I'm like, Lord, I was running around doing God's work on my own strength, and how we can fall into that trap as well. We can do everything on our own strength. And God's saying, God is wanting an intimate relationship with us. He wants us to be broken before him. This has been my experience as well. See, when we're broken and we come to the cross and we're broken before God, God is then able to fill our lives. See, when we say, "I can't do it my way, your will be done." God comes in and he fills it. Like, honestly, like, I've experienced it. You know, and I reckon there's people probably here struggling with things. But God's saying, come to the cross. Come to the cross. Come to the cross. I'm not going to say it's simple, but practically, it's not that hard. We have to go to the cross. See where the stuff... See when we allow things into our life as well. My experience has been, we try and hide from God. When God's saying, God's open arms and he's telling us to come to him. But we don't. We go our own way and try and hide and be deceitful. And God's saying, come to the cross. And my experience has been, when we come to the cross, we find freedom in our lives. We find freedom. We find freedom. We find that deep relationship. We find a passion in our lives. We find a real passion. Knowing God has took me back there, and I'm back in a place where every day, knowing for us, so this is practically what we can do in our lives. We go to the cross every day. We lay our burdens down before God. And when Jesus is our model. He is our model. He went to the cross. He was motivated by love. He was probably battling inside himself. But you know what? He said, not my will, but your will be done. He was motivated. He had a focus. You know, and I pray that each of us would get a focus in our lives as well. And the focus for us is the cross. We look to the cross. We find victory at the cross. We find the resurrected power at the cross as well. We find the power to live life. No, Andrew preaches a lot on the kingdom of God and he wants seeing miracles happen. But first, it has to start in relationship with God. See, if we've not got a relationship with God, we're not going to see these things. I'm sorry to say that. If we don't have a personal relationship with God and we're not broken before God, it's not going to happen because we're not going to have that passion to go and reach out to people. You know, since all this has kind of happened in my life, a couple of weeks ago, me and Daniel shared it. We went into the hairdressers and we got opportunity and I just felt God was speaking to us. And he wanted me to pray with this lady. He wanted me to share with her. And this lady's life was touched by God. And I believe it's all down to the fact of, you know, humbling myself before God. Not doing what Martin wants to do, but doing what God has planned for my life. You know, and I believe, see if this whole church, if we all buy into this, like this whole area, our church in general, man, we'll be on fire. You know, we'll show the love of Christ to each other. We'll be encouraging to each other. We'll challenge each other. Not only that, but we'll want to reach people. It's so easy to come to church and play church games and just sit in church and tick boxes. I don't want to, honestly, I don't want to be part of that. I want to be part of a church that's moving forward. We want to see people being set free. I want to go pray with drug addicts, pray with homeless people, and I want to see them brought into the kingdom of God. And I believe you want that as well. But first, we have to go to the cross. First, we have to be broken for our own ambitions, our own desires, our own selfishness, our own pride and stubbornness. No, I pray that each is would come to the cross. No, I've not got a big theological sermon for you. I'm second year of Bible college, but I believe God, one point, and that's what he wanted me to speak to you this morning, this afternoon. Just one point. And no, when I was praying about it as well, like, no, God was like, at the end, Martin, opportunity, pray with people. No, so I want to give you the opportunity. I probably not spoke for that long, but that's all right. As long as you get the message, intimacy, birthed out of brokenness. If you can leave just with that, then that's good. Praise God. Praise God. No, so I'm going to give you the chance. No, if you want to, just come up. Let me pray for you. If you want filled with the Holy Spirit. If you feel as if you're in a barren spell with God and you're not going anywhere and you don't know the fellowship with God, now's the opportunity to step out and say, no, what, God, I want to do this. I'm tired of just coming to church and just sitting. I want to meet with you. I want fellowship with the Holy Spirit. No, I want prophetic words. I want to know you. If you feel called right now, come up and please let me pray for you. No, it's an amazing opportunity, and I believe God wants to reveal himself. He wants to reveal the cross to each of us every day. Amen.